Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Brian Lipstein. He's president and CEO of Henry A. Davidson, talking about an event called Suits and Sazeracs, which takes place on Monday, May 7th. So what is this event?
So Hadas, we have organized for the last 3 years a charity suit drive to collect men's suit clothing. So we use that clothing, we give it to Career Wardrobe, and they work with individuals around the Philadelphia area in all five counties to put disadvantaged men back to work. This event, Suits and Sazeracs, is the first time we're doing it, and we're really trying to culminate our drive and end it with a bang. And this is going to be a really neat cocktail competition. 10 of the city's top bartenders are coming together to compete and put their flair on the Sazerac cocktail.
So instead of just collecting suits, you're making it into a big food and drink celebration.
Exactly. So we want to end this drive with a celebration. We challenged Philadelphians this year to donate 5,000 pieces of clothing, and we want to make a big announcement at the end, as well as potentially donate some financial returns to the charity as well.
Awesome. Okay, so why are you focusing on Sazeracs? Is it because it begins with an S and so does the word suits?
That had something to do with it, yeah. We wanted to make it a gentlemanly type of event. So we wanted to encourage people to dress up and come out and show their own personal style, along with the bartenders competing to put their flair on the Sazerac. And you know, whiskey, rye, especially rye whiskey, is a good gentleman's drink. So it kind of goes with the whole mix of coming out, putting your, you know, showing your style, sipping your style, and really having fun.
For people that don't know, what is a Sazerac?
So Sazerac is a New Orleans-inspired cocktail that is based off of a rye whiskey. So it's a rye whiskey with just a hint of absinthe splashed around the glass, mixed with some cognac and a sugar cube, and then some bitters on top.
And you are judging, or the competition is for who makes the best one.
Correct. So there's going to be a couple industry judges and then the people's choice as well. So the attendees of the event will walk around and vote, and they can purchase additional votes, and those purchases will support the charity as well.
So folks that come will be getting just a little sip?
They'll be getting a fair sip from each one, absolutely. So we don't want to overdrink and indulge, but they'll have a fair sip out of each cocktail.
Once again, how many stations is it? 10 stations?
10 bartenders competing.
10 bartenders, so that's a lot of Sazeracs.
That is.
And there's food at the event as well.
Absolutely. So we've really brought together some great partners. So all of the spirit is being supplied by Bluebird Distilling. It's their rye whiskey that they're donating. And then the food is going to be supplied by Square 1682. We're going to be putting together some Southern Flair appetizers. They'll be passed around as people walk around the event and enjoy. And Bobby Surtum, the executive chef at Square 1682, has put together a fabulous menu for us.
What's the common thread, no pun intended, between New Orleans food, drink, and suits?
I think everybody does all of them in New Orleans. So New Orleans is a great mix of culture, and really it kind of inspired us to go to New Orleans with the Sazerac. So the Sazerac is what would be the common thread between all of that.
You want to tell me anything about the bartenders that are competing?
Sure. So we have some of the city's top bartenders. They are coming from restaurants all over town. So we have Daniel Kulisek of Square 1682. He's got a little bit of a hometown advantage there. Allison Hangin of Oloroso. Jesse Dereca of Library Bar. Christian Diaz of Red Owl Tavern. Lou DiNunzio of Rex 1516. We have a representative from the Old Bar. George Riley from Twisted Tail. Kelly Derrig of Cook and Shaker. Jared Williams of Terrain Garden Cafe. And Mirek Struniaski of Stratus Rooftop Lounge.
How competitive do these bartenders get?
There's a lot of pride in this. So we've put it together. We're hoping to make this an annual event. The Suit Drive has already been an annual event, and we would like to make Suits and Sazeracs an annual event that can further be monetized to support the charity. So we're going to be creating a trophy that the winner gets to take home and put behind their bar for the year. And at the end of the year, they have to give it up. So it'll go to somebody else the next year, but their name will remain on it. So we're going to create sort of like the Stanley Cup of cocktail competition for Philadelphia. It'll get passed around.
For a good cause, of course.
Absolutely, always.
Tell me about getting tickets to the event.
We're selling tickets online. People can visit our website, henrydavidson.com, and on our blog page there, pinned to the top, we have a posting about the event. Don't wait on it. If it sounds like an interesting event, you know, sign on, sign up, and support a great cause.
How much does it cost? And tell me where the money goes.
Sure. So tickets are $55. It's going to be a three-hour event from 6 to 9. Plenty of food and plenty to drink. The proceeds from the event are going to support Career Wardrobe, and we will look to present them with a check at the end of the night.
Tell me a little about Career Wardrobe. Why is this such an important cause?
Sure. So the idea of putting a man back to work is the start of a ripple effect that really can extend through our communities. So the psychology of giving a man his value and his worth back, and also finding him gainful employment, really takes an effect through the family, through the neighborhood, through the community, and changes guys' lives. So the stories that we get out of the charity are really phenomenal. I mean, they just give you chills. So to look at what most people would think is a common item as a suit and look at a guy who can't afford one but really needs it to get that job, a lot of these guys really credit this as the turning point for them that really allowed them to change their lives. So we work with a lot of ex-offenders, or the charity works with a lot of ex-offenders. They work with men on public assistance and just any other, you know, man going through a program to try to get himself into a better situation, to be contributing to his family, to get back in the home as a father figure, to be not taking from the government but contributing to the tax base on the other end through his income as well.
And one suit makes all the difference?
One suit can make that much of a difference, absolutely.
I bet people are so thankful.
It's amazing. The next steps for us with the charity is re-engaging all those that we've helped that remain gainfully employed to come back and give back. And a lot of them do. We have one gentleman who's even going to speak on behalf of the charity in Washington, D.C., and lobbying to Congress. And the charity has shared his story. We've shared it on our website and our social media, and it really is a touching story.
So for folks that maybe can't make it to the event but have a bunch of suits that don't fit in their closet, I know a lot of people that have those. They want to get rid of them. Where can they donate?
Absolutely. So this drive has been running now for a few weeks, and it, like I said, it will culminate on May 7th. We've put together collection partners all over the region. So again, on our website, the full list, but a few standout ones, American Executive Centers. They have six locations all around Philadelphia and the suburbs. Ron Jaworski's golf courses. There's about seven locations there. They're a tremendous partner of ours, helping to collect a lot of pieces of clothing. The Henry Davidson Showroom in Center City. Trying to think, there's a few others. We have a lot. So there's a full list. Rife Real Estate Group in Plymouth Meeting, Expert Technology Associates in Plymouth Meeting.
But it's all on your website.
It is all on the website. Quite a few law firms are collecting internally. Stradley Ronan has advertised to all their attorneys on our behalf. So we encourage, if you want to be a collection partner, please reach out to us. We're happy to continue to add those locations. Our goal is really to make it as easy as possible for somebody to donate. So rather than having to drive all the way into the city to get it to us, if they can go around the corner from their home and drop it at a convenient location, we'll do the rest to get it to the charity.
Because people are probably going through their closets at all times of the year.
Especially spring cleaning time. So spring is finally here. We're now revisiting our wardrobes. But yes, all throughout the year, people are asking us, when can I donate? Where can I donate? Of course, the charity takes them throughout the whole year. And we organize this effort once a year and put together a 4 or 5 week span to really try to make a huge impact for the charity.
So once again, Suits and Sazeracs takes place on Monday, May 7th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at the Hotel Palomar. And for more information, you can go onto the website, which again is?
It's Henry Davidson, www.henrydavidson, which is spelled DAVIDSEN.com.
Brian Lipstein is president and CEO of Henry Davidson. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.